Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last few FMMs, we've been learning about the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, the bringing of the blood to the Mizbeach, and the preparation and the bringing of the Korban Pesach on the Mizbeach. Before we continue with the preparation and the eating of the Korban Pesach by everyone in Klal Yisrael, there's one more fascinating topic that I'd like to discuss. How did the Kohanim clean the Azara after such a busy day of Korban? To answer that question, we need to take a step back and look at a very interesting issue that relates to the Beis HaMikdash all year round, not just on Pesach. As an introduction, it's important to know that all year round, the Beis HaMikdash needs a lot of water. For example, the Kohanim need water to dip in the mikvah when they wake up every morning. And they need water for the bathroom in the Beit HaMoked. We discussed the mikvah and the bathroom in FMM number 2 about the Korban Tamid, in the FMM Korban Tamid series. In addition, the Beis HaMikdash needs water to fill the kior, the wash basin that the Kohanim use to wash their hands and feet before they perform any avodah. And they need water to wash away blood that goes on the Mizbeach all year round. And this doesn't even talk about all the water that the people who live near the Beis HaMikdash need. And as I've mentioned in previous FMMs, I love topics like these. It makes the Beis HaMikdash real. It's a real place with real people who need water. Plain and simple. If our goal in these FMMs is to make the Beis HaMikdash a reality, to make it real, then we need to make it real by speaking about real things, everyday life in the Beis HaMikdash, including seemingly mundane things. And of course, more broadly speaking, nothing in the Torah is mundane. Everything we do gives us an opportunity to serve Hashem. So we come back to our question, how does the Beis HaMikdash get its water? The Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph and elsewhere tells us that there is a natural spring of water called Ein Etam. It's located southwest of Beit Lechem, about 20 kilometers or 12 miles from the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that Ein Etam is on a higher altitude than the Beis HaMikdash, about 23 amos higher than the Beis HaMikdash, and an aqueduct was built to bring water from Ein Etam all the way to the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, in May of 2015, a section of that aqueduct was found by Israeli archaeologists. So, Ein Etam supplies the Beis HaMikdash with all of its water. Once the water gets to Har HaBayit, the water is channeled off in various canals and waterways for the different needs. And after it runs through the Beis HaMikdash, the water continues into Nachal Kidron, a valley to the northeast of Har HaBayit, which carries the water eventually all the way to the Dead Sea near a settlement called Ovnat. If you've ever driven to the Dead Sea, you've passed Ovnat on the right near the Qumran caves where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered beginning in 1947. In any case, the water comes from Ein Etam, and the water is used in various ways in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the places the water is channeled is into what the Mishnah and Gemara call the Amat Hamayim, a small water canal that runs through the Azara, on the floor of the Azara, right next to the Beis HaMikdash. And it is that Amat Hamayim that is used to wash away blood and other things that should not be in the Azara. And it is the Amat Hamayim that is used to wash away all of the blood after the tremendous load of korbanos on Erev Pesach. The Mishnah in Maseches Psachim Perek Hey Mishnah Ches says the following: after the third kat leaves the Azara, after that third large shift of people come, shech their Korban Pesach and bring their Korban Pesach and the Mizbeach, after they leave to go prepare and eat their Korban Pesach, the tubes that go from the Amat HaMayim leading out of the Azara, out to Nachal Kidron, those tubes are plugged up. So the Azara begins filling with water. And I'll say that the entire Azara does not fill up with water. Rather, the Gemara in Maseches Zvachim Daf Lamed Hayim and Aleph and elsewhere tell us that the floor of the Azara is not one contiguous surface. Rather, there are steps leading up to the Beis HaMikdash, and there are also small platforms called Itztabei. So these steps and these platforms keep the water in when the tubes are plugged. And I'll add parenthetically that the Gemara says that on Erev Pesach, with all of the blood in the Azara, It's very hard for the Kohanim to walk around the Azara and do their Avodah without getting their Begadim soiled. We know that a Kohen who has soiled Begadim may not perform the Avodah. So the Gemara says the Kohanim walk on the Itztabe, on those small platforms, and that way they avoid the blood getting on their Begadim. So the tubes in the Azara are plugged up, the water rises, and when the tubes are unplugged, the water washes away the blood and other things from all of the Korban Pesachs, and the Kohanim sweep all of it away as the water rushes out into Nachal Kidron. So that is the water supply and the cleaning of the Azara on Erev Pesach. We'll continue next time, God willing, with the preparing and the eating of the Korban Pesach. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emir Tashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.